Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here is the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The Tennessee Department of Correction aborted Tony Carruthers' execution today. Shortly afterward, Governor Bill Lee issued a year-long reprieve. Prison staff failed to place an IV line. The lethal injection protocol says in that case, a doctor needs to insert a catheter into a much deeper vein, usually through the neck, chest, or groin. No one on site was qualified. There's a curtain covering the window between the death chamber and the witness room, and guards pull the curtains open after the IV line is in. Since the line was never placed, the curtains never opened. During a briefing, Lucas Fenton, a reporter with the Memphis Commercial Appeal, shared what he heard.
A man was explaining what was happening to Mr. Carruthers. Later on down the line, that same man said something to the effect of, "What's the pain like?" And then asked on a scale of 1 to 10. We couldn't hear what Mr. Carruthers said to that, but later there was what appeared to be some groaning sounds coming from the room. At about 11:45, they said that they were sending Mr. Carruthers back to his cell.
Heading into the execution, there were concerns that Carruthers is innocent. There were also concerns the state refuses to confirm or deny whether the execution drugs are expired. City and state leaders do not agree on much these days, but they are in lockstep on one thing.
You couldn't have picked a better place for Super Bowl 64, and we look forward to working with you and your team to make this the best Super Bowl for a local community ever.
This is a really, really big deal for our state and for our city.
That was Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell and Governor Bill Lee. They, along with members of the Tennessee General Assembly and Nashville Metro Council, gathered at Nissan Stadium yesterday to celebrate the NFL's decision to host the 2030 Super Bowl. The game will be at the new Nissan Stadium, which is not yet complete. The decision to build it, along with the $1.2 billion contributed by the city and state, was partly motivated by the promise of bringing Super Bowls to Nashville. At the time, Mayor O'Connell was one of 12 council members to oppose the stadium deal. Bob Mendez and Alicia Porterfield also objected, but they were all on hand for this week's celebration. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.